I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. First up, diplomats seek to de-escalate tensions between Israel and Iran. Later, clean water leads to gospel conversations in Kenya. We'll unpack that story for you in just a few moments. First, U.S. intelligence warns lawmakers of Iran's retaliation against Israel, which could take shape in the coming days. One official says Iran could strike Israel directly, while another points to Israeli diplomatic facilities as potential targets. Iran's Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei vowed to punish Israel for last week's attack in Syria, which killed two top Revolutionary Guard commanders. Transform Iran's Lana Silk says,
I don't see that it's really in Iran's interest right now to be engaging Israel in a full-out war, because if Israel and Iran get into a direct fight now, then naturally the world is going to support Israel.
Israel's becoming isolated in global politics because of recent events in Gaza, she says.
Iran would find it in their interest to allow that situation to play out rather than find Israel rallying the troops and everyone coming together with Iran as a common enemy.
Iran already faces a crumbling economy and division within its ranks. And while we can't fix Iran, we do know the God who holds this country in his hands. Let's ask him to have mercy on the Iranian people.
We must be praying. Our prayers are powerful. The word of God tells us that. Let's be constantly thinking, Lord, I want to see the people of Iran saved. I want them to find hope in you.
Next, headlines today show conflict happening on almost every continent. As war and unrest touch millions, immediate effects are clear to see. Death, displacement, and food insecurity, to name a few. But loss of education isn't always felt so quickly, yet it's just as devastating. David Durance with Teach Beyond says,
you go to countries where the education system has been broken for a whole generation, and that next wave of youth, guess what? The violence is perpetuated, and the hatred is perpetuated, and the jobs aren't there. And, you know, here we are many, many years later, still suffering in places like Syria and some countries in Central Africa. And we're, you know, praying against that, of course, in Haiti and Ukraine. But we're seeing some of that happen, and we're so concerned about this.
Teach Beyond sees education as a major way that God redeems the world. You can be part of this redemption through prayer and action.
We're just one of many missions, but missions like Teach Beyond are actively prepared to deliver education in some of these contexts that we've been talking about.
We'll connect you with Teach Beyond at missionnews.org.
And that can be everything from using your skills, if you're an administrator, an educator, whatever God's put in your heart, or funding some of the people to go respond to these things. It's not hopeless. That's my point.
Finally, are you thirsty? Chances are you could find clean water in less than 5 minutes, but more than 2 billion people around the world don't have regular access to safe water, according to the World Health Organization. Many people in Kenya are among those who struggle to find water just to live. Brian Dennett with AMG International says their national leader in Kenya shared
stories of people they work with that travel 12 miles in a day, you know, just to fetch water for cooking and drinking. I mean, talk about how precious that water is with the amount of labor it takes to get it.
Record low rainfalls in the Horn of Africa in 2020 and 2023 devastated livestock and crops. Then, heavy rainfalls and floods late last year brought another level of destruction.
In many countries, like Kenya, we provide water filter systems. We've done hundreds of bore wells just in the last several years. Like everything we do, we include the gospel.
When next you turn on a faucet, would you also pray? Pray that Kenyans will access physical water and the true spiritual water that Jesus is. Then consider helping AMG to meet this need. Filters cost $60 and provide around 7 years of clean water.
Or give towards the construction of a well, which we can build for around $3,000.
Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.